Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today, we're talking about working in the matrix. Are you ready? Let's get started. When I said thinking about working in the matrix, this isn't what I meant. If you work, that's not what I was really talking about when I said the matrix, but you may feel like that there's a lot of bullets being shot at you. The only thing is they're coming at you from different directions, and you really wish you had the skill that you saw in the clip, that you could like divert, that you could just drop, that you could just stop those bullets from coming at you. But seriously, people do ask me regularly about the frustrations of and the challenges of working in a matrixed organization where there are dotted line relationships, where there are competing priorities, where there's all kinds of stuff going on. And here's the thing. I'm not going to be able to, in a short video, solve all the problems that you have in that you might have in that regard. But what I can do is give you some things that will help you be more successful, help you not just survive, but thrive in that matrix, and perhaps even help you help the rest of the organization be more successful. So I'm going to talk about four things real quick. The first one is see the big picture. All of these competing priorities that seem like, I don't know how I can do this and do this and do this. Oftentimes, when we understand what all of this is about and where we're, the organization or where the project or whatever, where it's really going, what its purpose is and why we're here, oftentimes that big picture helps put everything else in better perspective. Oh, and not only do we need to see it, but once we see it, we can help others see it too. And so when we see it and then help remind other people of that big picture, oftentimes it will help make everything else be put in better perspective. The second thing that you want to do is to learn the perspective of others. Whose perspective? The people around you, the people that are in the matrix with you, the people that are making those requests of you. Here's the thing. Everyone is operating based on a worldview so that their behaviors make sense to them. The priorities that they're setting, the directives that they're giving, the way that they're communicating, the things that seem to be obstacles to you, all that stuff makes sense to them. So rather than shaking your head, rather than worrying about what's going on, spend some time getting to know their perspective, asking them some questions to find out more about why their perspective is where it is, not to judge them, but to understand, because oftentimes just you asking those questions will help them see it a little differently, help them think it through. Plus, even if you still don't agree with their requests or their priorities or whatever, once you see their perspective, you at least and understand it, you can come closer to accepting it, even if you don't love it. Third thing is you need to recognize your role. And I don't know if you're a leader in this matrix or not. It doesn't really matter. You need to recognize your role. Your role is not just to be a piece of it, not just to be the person who gets frustrated by it, but really our role is to help make it work better. We can influence from where we are. We can absolutely do that, and I hope that you'll do that. You will do that. We can make sure that we are not causing the problem or exacerbating the problem. Recognize your role. It's not just to be playing a part of it. Your job isn't just to do the work. Your job is to help it all work better, and I don't care what your job description is. And the fourth thing is that you need to lead. I don't care what your job title is. You have a responsibility and you can influence how things go. But if your job title is leader, if you are one of the people in that matrix that other people might be frustrated by, don't let that happen. In other words, if you've lived it and you don't like it, make sure you're not replicating it for others. Your job is to lead. So four things you can do in the matrix to help the matrix work for you, to help get better results for both you, your team, and the organization. Number one is to remember and continue to see the big picture. Number two is to learn the perspective of others to help make sense of it and to help them make sense of it. Number three is to remember your role and play the full role that you have. And lastly is to lead, because regardless of your job title, you can lead and help influence it to make it better. So, can't summarize all of that in one tweet, but I do have one for you today anyway, and here it is. Regardless of your role, you can succeed in a matrixed organization by helping everyone else remember the big picture. Matrix organizations are challenging. Matrix organizations are difficult. and we may be leading in them. So in the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, we help take complex ideas like the Matrix, like 100 other things, and we help give you principles to help make those complex things more workable, to give you ideas that you can apply long after you spend 2 days with me. The Remarkable Leadership Workshop is an interactive, engaging, fun, practical learning experience where you will learn with a group of colleagues and with me, and together in a leadership learning laboratory, we will work on building our leadership skills. I hope that you'll choose to join me in a future session. You can learn all about it and how to register and where we're having them and all that stuff elsewhere on this page. And I hope that you'll do that, because I'd look forward to working with you to talk about the Matrix and anything else that will help you be more effective in your role. So thanks for watching. Hope you come and join me for a future episode of Remarkable TV. And I do look forward to seeing you in a future Remarkable Leadership Workshop.